Los Angeles County's annual Ladera Park Baby Show gets rolling as 1,000 tiny tots show up in carriages, prams, buggies, and pushcarts, daintily decorated. Come on, look alive. Little Indian is wide awake, although slightly bored. There are all kinds of prizes with double awards for twins. Two can have twice as many chances to win. Sleepyhead misses the crowning of the king and queen. In Antioch, California, the youngest competitors in any event in any county fair compete in the big diaper derby for little folk. Shh! They're going to blow the whistle, and then the idea is to crawl to the outside of the circle. Frantic parents urge him on, and finally, at last, there is a winner. He's Danny Watson, 11 months old and redheaded. Boy, is mother proud, and boy, is Danny boy ever tired. So a little nipper takes a nip of milk. With double awards for twins. Two can have twice as many chances to win. Sleepyhead misses the crowning of the king and queen.
Thank you.
annual Ladera Park Baby Show gets rolling as 1,000 tiny tots show up in carriages, trams, buggies, and pushcarts.
Sorry. example, countless bacteria are at work in this clover field. They are growing in the little nodules at the plant root. Bacteria in these nodules take nitrogen from the air and change it into a form of plant food. For milk or cream becoming sour.
Thank you.
the development of flavor and other qualities in cheese, and the disintegration of dead plants and animals. In fact, the effects of bacteria are so important that life as we know it would be impossible without them. Most bacteria are friends of man. Some even produce chemicals called antibiotics that are used to help fight different diseases. Only a few kinds of bacteria cause disease. Probably the first person to observe bacteria was Anton van Leeuwenhoek, inventor of one of the first successful microscopes. After looking through his crude microscope, he made drawings of the microorganisms he saw. These represented organisms from tartar scraped from his own teeth.
Water from the Columbia River first goes through the reactor in order to cool them. It is then returned to the Columbia River. Some of the dissolved minerals which are present in Columbia.
In contrast, here, using a modern microscope, we see other microorganisms taken from tartar.
Mildly radioactive materials are picked up by the aquatic life, and if so, where it becomes deposited.
After the time of Leeuwenhoek, generations were to pass before another achievement of great importance would be made in the study of bacteria.
Tell us what kinds of aquatic life you encountered.
It was the famed chemist Louis Pasteur of France, who in the 1850s proved that bacteria cause fermentation.
We have the green plants represented in the river by algae. Some of this algae is present as tiny floating cells present in the
This explains many of the chemical changes that go on in nature. Pasteur also proved that bacteria never develop out of dead organic matter alone, as some people had believed. He emphasized that bacteria can only come from other bacteria. Soon afterward, it was found that bacteria can spread disease from a sick animal to a healthy animal.
Well, I happen to know that as you work on the Columbia River, you gather specimens, and you brought along some preserved specimens, which are rather unusual, to show them to us now.
We brought along a few, perhaps some of them.
But this discovery was made by Koch, a German contemporary of Pasteur. This discovery is the basis of the germ theory of disease. Robert Koch and his assistants also learned to prepare and use nutrient materials.
Crayfish in the Columbia River. Crayfish, which grow a large size, but for some reason or other, they're not a very popular food for people.
Nutrient materials are usually jelly-like emulsions or fluids, which favor the growth of bacteria. Koch made other discoveries that helped lay the foundations of modern bacteriology.
Of course, a couple of very small specimens of the sturgeon, which is the largest.
Since the time of Koch, much has been learned, and many other kinds of bacteria discovered. Today, if Ted could collect all known kinds of bacteria, he would have thousands, and the facts that have been discovered about them are exceedingly numerous. He wonders how a beginner can ever learn about so many kinds of bacteria. Frank explains that it takes a systematic approach. For example, bacteria may be separated into groups according to what they live upon, the nature of the food they require. Some bacteria are parasites, others saprophytes. And still others, autotrophs.
This is so that we can put them in a counter and count the amount of radioactivity very effectively. We put these on a small plate, which is about the size of a quarter, and these plates then are...
Saprophytes live upon dead plants or animals or their products.
Materials which are present.
I see. Now, in your work on the river, do you make any other tests?
Autotrophs get their energy from minerals or other inorganic materials.
Sampling the water is rather simple at the surface, but when we want to sample at depths, this requires special equipment. We have here a bottle which is used for...
Unlike the large majority of plants, most bacteria have no chlorophyll with which to manufacture food.
Bring the water back up to the surface. No situation ended up in any particular depth. We're also interested in the current, how fast the water goes by the organisms, because they are affected by this. Certain ones like fast water, others like slow water. We can measure the current with a current meter.
All bacteria require soluble food to live.
Water, which is used by the weather map. These are only a few of the very interesting things we do.
Certainly it's very interesting. I know our viewers have enjoyed this week.
Ted thinks the information seems complicated, but Frank, speaking from experience, explains that the basic facts about bacteria are quite simple and very useful.
Well, the work in the field would not mean very much without correlating this with the work which we do in the lab. This is because the amount of radioactive materials which are present.
The cocci that are round like these, that are common in the air. The bacilli that are rod-shaped like these from gas gangrene. The spirilla that are spiral like these taken from a sample of well water. And the filamentous forms, such as these thread-like ones.
A mixture of effluent could be tolerated by fish in the Columbia River. You can also use these kinds of fish to trace the
the life processes of bacteria are simple. We've already seen how bacteria obtain food. Now we will consider their reproduction, which takes place through simple division of the cells. In drawings, we can see that bacterium cells are continually growing. When a cell reaches maturity, it divides again. This goes on and on about every half hour, as long as the food supply holds out, or until some unfavorable condition slows down or stops their development. The production rate of bacteria may be greatly affected by temperature. In a laboratory, the temperature can be controlled in an electric incubator. In order to make human life more healthful and increase our standard of living.
Houses left to themselves go to pieces. Well, maybe this kind of thing wouldn't happen if people understood. disagree. Let's go back to the beginning. Suppose we get this fellow out of here, educate him a little, and see what happens. What's going on here?
Just checking on your house.
Who are you? You're the...
Relax, I'm not him. I'm just one of his project supervisors. Division of Urban Destruction.
What?
Urban Destruction.
We don't need any destroying around here. Beat it.
I don't destroy anything. I just keep track of the schedules. People do the destroying. Did I let that knee peel? Did I crack that step? Did I neglect that rusty frame? What are you talking about? My house is the best in the whole block. Oh, what's the use?
Wait a minute. You haven't told me the whole story. Keep talking.
Talk's no good. This is a slum, one of my favorite projects. But wait till you see inside. 6 people sleep in this one room. 8 in here. 7 in here. Cooking facilities. Plumbing. 32 children in the house. And here is their playground.
This is one of your favorites, huh?
I can't really claim credit for it. People did it all. Do you remember how this looked 40 years ago when it was a new development called Paradise Garden?
Clearance is not enough. We've got got to prevent slums being formed in the first place.
A most worthy object. And what's to prevent it? Taxes.
Taxes.
You see, they're balking. Why, even if the planner tells them the exact trouble spots.
State Street. South Street. Hogan's Alley.
But we mustn't forget the public. I've got some houses on State Street. Just leave us alone.
South Street is okay, too.
There you have it. There's nothing to be done.
Just a minute. The city planner is absolutely right.
State Street, South Street, they're both in the book. I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Baloney, and there's nothing the matter with Hogan's Alley.
Hogan's Alley? Holy smokes! Hogan's Alley's the worst of the lot. This afternoon, the chimney's going to fall.
This is only the beginning. Now things will really start. I've got my book back now. Your book. What good is it now? No good here. But this isn't the only town. Well, they've driven him out of one town, but he may be on his way to your community right now. He may be there already, but you know how to handle him. He can't stand organized groups where people work together. If enough of us work together, we can run him right out of the country.
County's annual Ladera Park Baby Show gets rolling as 1,000 tiny tots show up in carriages, prams, buggies, and pushcarts, daintily decorated. Come on, look alive. Little Indian is wide awake, although slightly bored. There are all kinds of prizes with double awards for twins. Two can have twice as many chances to win. Sleepyhead misses the crowning of the king and queen. In Antioch, California, the youngest competitors in any event in any county fair compete in the big diaper derby for little folk. Shh! They're going to blow the whistle, and then the idea is to crawl to the outside of the circle. Frantic parents urge him on, and finally, at last, there is a winner. He's Danny Watson, 11 months old and redheaded. Boy, is mother proud, and boy, is Danny boy ever tired. So a little nipper takes a nip of milk.